Bo Pelini in Lincoln, his weekly press conference.
I wanted to start out and just say that I know I speak for everybody, but, you know, me personally too, that you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the people over at Pius for whatever incident. I know there was an incident over there today, and pray that whoever the victim was is okay, and that and pray for the people over there who are dealing with the situation, and just hopefully, you know, things get resolved and everybody's ends up okay through that situation. But that's not you know, not something obviously we like to see, and especially in this community here. So back to football. It was a I thought it was what I thought it would be when I watched the film. I thought there were a lot of positives, a lot of good things that came out of that game. And like I told the team yesterday, a lot of things that we need to get cleaned up. I thought there was good progress made in a lot of phases, but still a lot of things that that we can do better. You know, I think that we're heading in a good direction, but we still got a lot of work to do. So I'll open it up for questions.
Hey, Bo, you said after the game you liked how Michael Rose played. When you watched it back on film, was that as impressive? What stood out to you about it?
I thought Michael, I'm sorry, Brian, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I thought Michael did a lot of good things in the game. I thought he played well. But there are just some little things that, you know, and I think that across the board, you know, when, you know, we, you know, once again, I hate, I always say this because I don't want to take away from, you know, some things that Illinois did, but, you know, we gave them some yards and gave them a couple plays, some plays that we shouldn't have given them. And, you know, a big thing that we've been stressing our guys is eye discipline and you know, being where you need to be and having your eyes on your keys. And it's so much of being a defensive football player now. I mean, I was actually talking to some of the scouts about it this morning, and it's throughout football, but it's being able, you know, being disciplined to put your eyes on your keys to allow you to execute. And we were much better in that regards the other day, but, you know, still not to the level that I'd like to see. But like I said, there were a lot of positives. I thought we were more consistent, but not the level of consistency that we need. And there were some very good individual efforts in that game. You know, and I thought we played well up front on offense. I thought we played well on the perimeter. I thought Amir played really well. And, you know, and I thought Tommy and the quarterbacks did some good things, but I thought there were some things that happened to them that they'll learn a lot from in the game. You know, the things that, you know, that I think you have to experience to a certain extent to learn from. Overall, I thought it was a pretty solid effort offensively, but we left a lot of points and a lot of yards out on the field. And that's not concerning, but it was disappointing because there are some things that I thought that, like I said, I think there are some things that happen over on that side we'll gain a lot from going forward. And on defense, once again, same thing. I thought there were some very positive things at time. I thought a lot of guys made a lot of strides, but you know, once again, we just got to keep working on the consistency aspect of it. I thought Randy Gregory played very, very well. I thought Ciante Evans played extremely well. That was his best game. I thought Stanley played well again. Michael Rose played a good football game. I thought that was a pretty good effort by our guys up front. I thought overall, fundamentally, technique-wise and execution-wise, I thought our guys up front played well. But, you know, once again, that's, you know, I qualify that and, hey, we still have a lot of work to do and you got to roll up your sleeves every day. And our guys understood that once we watched the film.
Is this a good year for you guys to get a half to five straight at home to open the season?
Absolutely. I think, you know, for the situation, I knew that. I kind of talked about that in the preseason going in. where I thought we would be to start, and the level of work that was in front of us. I thought that the schedule set up well for us as far as being able to get that accomplished. And I think it's playing out to a certain extent, because I've seen a significant amount of progress in the last couple of weeks. Let me qualify that in saying we still got a lot of work to do.
Can you talk about the challenge of going on the road with a lot of guys that really never played a road game before?
Well, I think it's always a concern, always an issue, you know, something we'll talk about. I'm kind of glad the game's early, that you get up and go get ready to go play. Our guys are used to getting up early, and I think that'll help us to a certain extent. I think it'll be a good experience for our guys. Like you say, a lot of these guys, and some of them have been on road trips, but there's a difference between being on the road trip and then walking out there as a starter in the first play. You know, so I think it'll be good for us. But first things first. I think we have to, like I stress to the team, that, you know, have a good day off, you know, take their day off, make sure they, you know, when they get some time to get in and watch some film and take care of their business today, but come ready to work tomorrow, because we still have a lot of work to do and a lot of important reps in front of us to keep this thing going.
You talk about the perfect players. How good of a job are your wide receivers and tight ends blocking right now, just making it from here? Beyond that, how much of a boost can that just give your whole team when you've got guys that are not necessarily always known as great blockers when you're doing it?
You know, I think we do a good job of blocking on the perimeter. You know, a couple of things that hurt us were we had some missed assignments on the perimeter. Even on Amir's touchdown run, that play, I think I said during the press conference, it shouldn't have scored. We missed a couple things on that play, and that was just an outstanding effort. Now, there were some great efforts on that play. If you ever go back and look at it, Jake Cotton, the effort of him blocking downfield, some of the efforts that we had of going downfield and doing the little bit extra, Jake Cotton, I think that Spencer actually escorted Amir into the end zone on that play. There were some outstanding efforts on that play, but we had a couple missed assignments and really a missed check on that play. And that's why I say we have a ways to go. We had some things that, that we had coached during the week that, you know, in the certain looks that we had some things I thought we could have taken advantage of that we didn't take advantage of, because maybe a missed assignment here. Seathan Carter, I think is going to be an outstanding football player and played well. But, you know, there's still some things that when things happen fast for him, or we get into a check against maybe a look he hasn't quite seen or isn't quite sure about, that, you know, he's still a work in progress. But, you know, because there's still some indecision there. And that's normal for a guy, you know, a true freshman. But, but he's coming. And, for the most part, we blocked well. And there was a play in the second half that we were down on the goal line where I thought we could have walked in the end zone. And we had a veteran receiver who's blocked that look. He blocked that look two or three times during the game and blocked it right and then made the wrong decision. And we left the guy hanging when we shouldn't have. Once again, it's always just having that level of consistency of doing it every play. But for the most part, you look at a guy like Quincy Anunwa, I mean, this guy, he blocks extremely well on the perimeter. And, you know, you saw Jamal throw a good block. Kenny Bell does a good job. But it's got to be every single play, you know, because especially when, you know, we're trying to get out on the edge, when you start throwing some option game in there and the read option, you got to be good on the perimeter and you got to finish blocks.
I know it's probably a mixed bag of results for Afalaba, but how did you see him respond to in-game teaching? I know there was the one play you were happy where he called a timeout, then he came back and he made a nice play. How did he respond to adjustments and teaching throughout the game?
You know what? You saw him. I thought as a group we responded well. Now, you know, it shouldn't get to that point. It shouldn't. We shouldn't be there. You know, and once again, it's just sometimes it comes down to a lack of focus or a lack of having your eyes in the wrong place, maybe a bad communication. You know, on the one where I called timeout, we were communicating something that we shouldn't have been trying to communicate. And to a certain extent, it was a couple veteran guys putting an inexperienced guy like Jared in a bad position. And we were making a check to something that we don't make a check to. And there it goes, 15, 16 yards, whatever it was on that play. But, you know, we still, even with that check, if we would have executed that check the right way, we would have had guys in the right hats. We end up with two guys in the same gap because somebody put their head on the wrong side when they shouldn't have, and it leads to a big play. So, once again, it was something our guys understood right away when we addressed it during the timeout, and they came back and executed it the next play. And so, you know, there were, like I said, in some situations like that, there were some positives and some things that our communication was better. Obviously, our understanding is getting better. And so you're seeing the level of execution, you know, go up. But at the same time, it's still not to where it needs to be.
After watching it on film, what was your reaction to Kenny Bell's touchdown catch?
Well, it was a phenomenal play. I felt, you know, I was thinking about, I felt bad for the safety because I think the safety thought he had a pick. And I haven't played that position. I've been there. You know, you always, you know, it's do you play the ball or do you play the man? And he got caught in there, thought that he wasn't going to get to it, and you could see the look on his face. You know, when I watched, when I saw the highlights, I was sitting there thinking, I've been there, my man. It's a tough play, you know, because you don't think he's going to get up to that ball. That was a phenomenal effort by him.
Hey, Coach, watching Mir run, what impressed you the most about him? I mean, he's got great vision, power, everything he's seen. What do you see watching him run?
No, he has you know, he has such a great attitude, and he really has great vision, and he can, I'm not comparing him to Barry Sanders, I'm not, but the way he kind of can put his foot in the ground, and you know, and he has that where he'll be going forward. Next thing you know, he's going east west and creating space for. He does a really good job of creating space for himself. And you know, for a guy who's not the biggest guy in the world, he has some power, and he's low to the ground, so he's hard to get your hands on. And I just think he's a really quality back who, you know, obviously which you have to have good vision, and I think our guys are blocking well for him, you know, to help him.
Better, it seems like.
Yeah, there were a couple times I think that. And not only him, but the other backs. I think there were a couple times that I think Coach Brown would tell you that we were too patient. There were a couple times that we could have put our foot in the ground and gone north-south. And I thought, you know, like I said, I think that we'll watch that film and watch some situations and even our backs and even Amir, as well as he ran. I thought we left some yards out there, you know, that, you know, either we were too patient or not patient enough, depending on the play. But I think there's some things that we'll learn from that'll make us better.
Well, how'd Leroy Alexander grade out on his snaps, and what maybe different did you think he'd give you there or can't give
No,
you
I thought out? Leroy, for his first, you know, significant playing time, did a lot of good things. I thought he needs to tackle better in a couple situations, but you know, I thought he was very comfortable. I thought he communicated well. I thought he did a lot of good things. And, you know, that I like Leroy. I think he's going to be a good player. Tackling is not really an area of concern for me with him. He's been a good tackler since he's been here. He's a physical, tough kid who I think got surprised in a couple situations that I think the ball was on him before he, you know, I think he'll be better because a couple of things that happened to him during that game. But I think he did some good things out there.
Has there been a continuity challenge so far that you haven't had to deal with as much in the past just because you guys are trying different safeties, different leagues, trying different linebackers, different combinations?
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, you know, but I think that you know, I think communication is so important on the defensive side of the ball. And early in the week, you know, we stress it all the time. But we got to the point last week where we as a staff got a little bit fed up with it and demanded, say, just go out and we expect 11 guys to be talking on every single play. 11 guys. And if you're not talking, you're coming to this, you're coming out. And said, try it for a day. And, you know, and I think they found out that, what a difference it makes. Not only helping the guy next to him, but helping themselves by communicating out what the heck they're doing. And it's just not natural. It's with some guys, and to a certain extent, this generation to talk and to communicate all the time. It's like, they want to use their hand signals, and you got to be forceful, you got to be loud, you got to communicate and talk all the time. And I always equate it to basketball. You know, the great basketball teams on defense, the great defensive teams never stop talking. And there's a reason behind that. Everybody gets on the same page. It just keeps you more focused and into what you're doing. And it's been a constant emphasis of ours that I still think that there's a whole nother level we can get to there. And, especially the other day, they threw a lot at us. I mean, that offense has a lot of facets to it and a lot of different personnels, a lot of different alignments. They gave us tackle over, end over, multiple personnels. There's a lot that you have to do. There's a lot of communication to make sure that we're on the same page. And I think our guys slowly but surely, and I think that we made a jump the other day, are developing a lot better understanding the type of focus you have to take the field with to have success in the sport right now. And you can't just go out there and when the play's over, you can't be worried about what happened the last play. You better get ready to play. You better get your eyes at the sideline, get the call, get lined up, and you have to play on edge from the minute you walk out onto the field, because things are happening very, very fast. That's just the way the game is right now, and you can't. There isn't a lot of time. There isn't much time to relax. You got to, once a play's over, you got to get ready for the next one. It's going to happen quick. And I think our guys are through some of the experiences they had, some of the failures, and some of the success, they're starting to develop a better understanding of. Not only do you have to be ready to do that on Saturday, you have to practice that way during the week. You have to bring that kind of edge and that kind of focus and mentality to the practice field to prepare yourself for what's going to happen on Saturday. And
you're listening to Bo Pelini's weekly press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Me personally, I know I've heard Nick talk about it, as Coach Saban talk about it a little bit. I think it would make the game better. But I don't see it happening anytime soon. The rules are what they are. And what's that?
Why don't you think it will happen?
What do I think? I just think on all levels of football, people want offense. And, you just watch across the board. You watch in the NFL, you watch in college, you watch high school. The amount of times that you see guys – almost not even in their stance yet. The ball's getting snapped, and there's just so many different things that are happening. It's like it's funny because there are times that an offense doesn't even have to block anybody; they can make yards. And we don't have the luxury. You don't have a microphone in their ear and to make. There's some things that have to happen, and it happens fast, but. Like I said, you can't just go out there on Saturday and be ready to play with those kind of tempos and the things that you have to do to be able to play unless you're putting yourself through that personally during the week. I mean, there's a lot of facets to it. And I would love to see it go that way at some point, almost like a play clock offensively. But, that's for... I know one thing, it's not going to happen this year, so we'll see what happens in the future.
There's a team averaging 70 points and 800 yards a game, Baylor. I know you faced them here in 08 when RG was a freshman. I remember that game, struggling to match personnel and calling a timeout and asking the ref what was going on. Did some of that again happen on Saturday where you felt like the time wasn't being given and our no-huddle offense is just able to overwhelm defenses today?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the game, it was a different situation. I didn't like the way I thought it was, you know, I thought it was almost treated like, hey, the game's over. And, I was a little bit frustrated by the end of that game, but, you know, I wanted to get a lot of guys in. You know, they were putting a lot of guys in. We didn't know some of the people that were going in the game, that type of thing. I wasn't real concerned about that, but I had a little bit of level of frustration about, you know, the way it ended. But, you know, it wasn't that concerning at that point. But I thought I thought they did a good job of standing over the football, especially early in the game.
Something less, keeping some linebackers out there and not trying.
Well, it really wasn't an issue until the very end when we had a lot of different combinations going in, and they did too. I didn't, you know, trying to figure some things out, and, you know, I don't want to get into it because I don't want to get myself in trouble, but I was frustrated by how that was run towards the end of the game.
Jonathan Rose played a little bit more. How's his progress been? How did he play?
I think Jonathan's doing some, you know, I think he's coming. I've seen him make some big strides over the last couple weeks, and when he stays with his technique, he's a pretty good player. He's still got to continue to be more physical, especially, you know, in the tackling, and I think he needs to communicate better. Look for the communication. You know, sometimes he can get locked in so much, and, you know, he's just locked in on one thing. You know, you got to be able to, you know, have a little bit more of a presence out there. I think he's understanding that. I think he'll learn a lot from the game, but he did some good things. He's a talented young man who's tough and willing. He works really hard, so he's coming.
What was your pass rush ability from the front four?
I thought we did some good things in the pass rush. You know, I thought we mixed it up a little bit. There was I felt good about the push we were getting with our front four. I thought we made him uncomfortable. I thought we did some good things. I don't even, to be honest with you, I don't even know what we ended up sack-wise, but I thought our rush lanes were good. I thought our awareness was good. I thought we, this was a team that we were going to expect some quarterback draw and some quarterback run. I thought that they handled that well early, and it didn't really take away from we didn't have to sit them on the line of scrimmage to do that. You know, I thought we were still able to get some pass rush, but at the same time, you know, keep our rush lanes where that didn't give that guy a lot of chances to get out, because, you know, he's a guy that could hurt you with his feet.
You blitzed some. You were effective when you did, but is that kind of the ideal? I mean, when you look at the way the game played out, that's kind of the ideal you'd like that mix to be with allowing those guys.
I like to blitz every down, but, you know, it's not it's not always the best thing to do. But I think you got to have a good mix, multiple, and I think when you have a good, when you have to be able to play some and rush four and have success doing it, but you can't always have to. I don't feel like right now, I feel like we're at the position where I don't always have to blitz to get pressure. Probably more so than we have in the last couple of years. You know, a year ago, there were times when you almost felt like to get some pressure, you had to bring some extra people. And right now, I think we have some more options, because I think our guys up front give us some juice to get home.
But you wait a while too before you blitz. What are you looking for as a coach? Are you kind of looking at the quarterback to see if he's uncomfortable? I guess what signals to you, hey, our guys are doing well up front?
There's a number of different types of blitzes. You know, there are some that you're calling to hit runs, and there's some you're calling to attack protections and get home. And you know, so there's a little, it depends. You know, this was a team that, I didn't know a lot about. I wanted to see him in person and kind of see, you know, where we were to start the football game. And then I thought I got a, you know, I thought we as a staff and our team, we got a little bit better feel for him, you know, as the first quarter went on and also how they were going to attack us.
Hey, what do you do at quarterback this week with Taylor?
Taylor's business as usual right now that, you know, I think he felt a lot better yesterday. I think it's day to day, and if he's ready to play, he'll play. I'm not sure, you know, we're going to see how the next couple of days play out. But he's progressing. He's getting better, and I know he's itching to get back out there and just have to see how it plays out.
What do you mean business as usual with Taylor?
Well, day to day, I mean, it's, you know, he's doing everything he can. He's working, you know, he's in the training room. He's doing everything he needs to do. But he just got to see how he goes. When he feels he can, you know, I think he can run full speed right now. But can he get to full speed in a hurry? No, that's the issue. Right now he's having trouble planting off that foot and pushing off and getting to full speed. You know, if he could ease into it, but, you know, that's just not the way the game's played. You got to be able to put that foot in the ground, and he's got to feel have comfort and confidence that he can do that.
Out, can you travel him, or will you travel him because of the fact that you're limited
to
roster space?
Yeah, more than likely we would travel him. I haven't looked at the travel roster yet. I don't. That's a couple days away, but obviously we would like Taylor to be on the trip.
How much does the bye week post Purdue factor into the conversation with Martinez, knowing that you'd have an extra week if he doesn't play, where he?
Well, that'll play a part in my mind, but it's first, and I want to win this football game. I mean, it's the next thing is Purdue, and we're not in a position right now to save anybody. It's you got to do what you got to do to win the game, and that's all I'm concerned about is Saturday.
Anything more since Saturday about Turner? You said the hamstring. You weren't sure how serious that was, and then Josh Mitchell and what his status is.
Well, I think they're both going to be back here in the next day or two. I mean, I don't think either of them are real significant injuries. Ankle.
Everyone seems to be pretty high on Tommy right now. What are some of the things that you would like to see him improve on?
The details, the little things, just continuing to understand the offense, understand coverages. You know, he's still very, obviously very early in his development. I mean, he's got a lot to learn. I think every time he goes out there, he's going to learn more. And he does a lot of good things naturally. I think he, you know, he's a guy that really understands offense and understands kind of how things work. But, you know, applying them during the game and in certain situations, like I said, there's no question in my mind he's going to learn a lot from what happened on Saturday, some both the good and the bad. And I think he just like a little thing of, I don't know if I've seen when I've seen him turn the wrong way on the one zone, you know, and is that, you know, he's trying to, you know, they're making the right check, he's looking over and he does all the right things and then turns the wrong way, and you know, and is that, it's just focus, it's being out there, it's trying to, you know, being so excited that he goes a little quick, you know, and just play under control and do his thing, and I have a lot of confidence in him, but he's still got a lot to learn.
Is there anything about his personality or anything about him in general that leads you to believe he'll be okay in a road environment?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And, you know, where he came from, I mean, he's played in some big-time environments and things. I won't affect him at all. I mean, I think it'll be good for him. But at the same time, I think that he has a great presence about him. He has good command and a lot of confidence. So I don't think that won't affect him.
Now that the guy in his shoes, going on the road, do you think that in some ways it can be a lot of pressure just on a guy starting out here, you know, for the first time?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, there's pressure. There's different types of pressure no matter where you play. And when you're under center, when you're that guy in the center getting the snap, it's, you got a lot to deal with. But I think, you know, it all comes down to being focused on what you're doing. You know, you're going to have, you know, he'll have to deal with noise and that type of thing probably for the first time. you know, in at that level. But like I said, he's played a lot of snaps in his career, you know, and he's been in some hostile environments before, so he'll respond well.
What's it been like working with James Williams? I know he's a sports supervisor for football now. I assume Oz been doing a lot of those duties last year. What's it been like just working with him over the last couple of years?
It's great. Jamie's a great guy to work with, and brings a good perspective. And I think that, you know, it was a different setup. It took a little bit of time to get used to it first. But, I mean, we communicate well, and I think it's good. It's business as usual. It's, I think it's been really good.
And NFL backgrounds to you. Other things that you get, I mean, there are areas where you have some commonalities, and you're both in San Francisco for a while. There's some touch points that are common and makes it easier to talk about football with him.
Excuse me, what was the last part?
To talk football with him.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, Jamie's been around a little bit. I mean, a lot. I mean, obviously, he's played a lot of years and brings a player's perspective to it, a guy who's been around the game. But, you know, he's a lot like Coach Osborne. We don't talk a lot of like X's and O's specific football things. It's more generalities, and he's obviously he approaches it from an administrator standpoint, and from that, like I said, from that respect, it's been very good, a good relationship.
Bo Pelini's weekly press conference about ready to wrap up here on the Doug and Statty Show. Stay with us.
Well, you know, you the increase in our numbers to, everything you can do just to get more information out, to get more, identify guys earlier. You know, everything's getting sped up so much. I feel it's like coaching defense. You got to, everything's getting sped up. And so you have to, it's always an issue. It's always a concern, always something that you have to keep addressing. And I think that, obviously Jamie, Sean, they understand that too, but you at the same time, you got to play within what the rules are, and you got to do it the right way and have a purpose behind what you're doing and a plan. I think we do, we have it. And just finding different ways to help get an edge and get better. Just keep looking for ways to improve what we're doing.
Do you think that's just the start? I mean, do you envision this continuing staff growing?
I don't know. It depends what happens with the rules. I know there's been a lot of things talked about NCAA-wise of what's going to happen. Are they going to limit staffs? Are they going to – there's so many things being talked about right now. But we're very, very conscious here. Obviously, first and foremost, of doing things the right way and making sure that everything that we do is within the letter of the law, and that's the way we operate here. We're not going to be ones. We're not going to go out there and hire 40 people, And it just isn't what our belief is. But at the same time, you try and look for ways to make things better and hopefully. Stay on the edge.
I mentioned with that college football playoff panel, as a head coach, what type of person would you look for who you'd put on that panel?
It would be all people like that. Obviously got people that understand the game and have been around the game and know football.
And all people who are asking about it.
There you go. That would be a good thing, but but at the same time, you got to make sure, and I'm sure, I think Coach Osborne does, but you got to make sure that people that are on that committee too are keeping up with it too, which isn't easy to do. I think Coach Osborne does because I'm around him a lot, and I've been around him for the last few years, but there's a lot to it. But I don't know how the whole thing is set up, but there were a couple of those I saw one name in particular that had me shaking my head, but it's like, hopefully that when they put people in those positions, they're qualified to be in those positions. This shouldn't be a political thing.
Yeah,
I'm not like. I like Condoleezza Rice, so she's the real deal.
Purdue, I mean, do you have much of an idea of what you're going to see from them, given
that they
made a couple changes?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. I think they're going with a young quarterback. I think that they're obviously young in their development. You know, I mean, the staff's only been together for, what, 5 or 6 games, however many they've played up to this point. And they've had a week off, you know, so it's, you know, who knows? We could see some different things, and you just got to kind of go off of what you've seen up to this point and be ready to make adjustments. But, you know, you can see a lot of different things. And I just know from being in Coach Hazel's position a few years back, you know, especially early on, he's trying to figure out his personnel too. You know, there's a lot of things that he's going through. So I wouldn't be surprised if you could see a lot of different things. And we just got to be ready to adjust. And I told our players, like, after the game, I said, we'll be ready. But, you know, the first thing we got to do is we got to take care of us. We got to fix us and continue to increase our level of execution and our knowledge and get ready to play our best football on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Bob.